Well, it's Bassmaster Classic time again, and with me today is a guy that's a perennial angler of the year. It seems like always top in the rankings, always doing well, and is going to go to Pittsburgh again. And with me today is Davey Height. And Davey, welcome to the program.
Oh, great to be here, Dave.
Well, you know, I guess the thing that, you know, kind of comes to mind, of course, is going to a river system, and maybe not a very good river system, but yet it's still in a metro area, and it should give our sport a little visibility, I would think.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a plus of going into a new area in a metro area. And I'm excited about being in the Pittsburgh area and exposing our great event to a lot of new fans.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and the fishery is very, very difficult. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of anglers about it. You know, Gerald Swindle talks about it being tougher than woodpecker lips. And, you know, Larry Nixon says maybe the only classic we go to that we don't have to weigh a fish to win, and a lot of those kind of things. But in reality, it has been a pretty tough practice period for you guys.
Absolutely. I had the toughest classic practice I've ever had, but just keep trying to tell myself that, you know, somebody's going to win and it's going to be exciting and we're going to crown a new world champion, and just try to stay focused on that. It is tough, I can guarantee you that, but that's what I just keep trying to tell myself. Because you need to be positive going in.
Well, no doubt about it. That gives you a chance to win as well. And I guess there have been a couple of changes we need to talk about. One in particular, Gary Klein did get in to the Bassmaster Classic. I mean, what's the feeling out there from the anglers about that?
Well, to be totally honest with you, I have not talked to another angler that thinks he should be in the event.
So it's one of those situations where, based on points and that kind of stuff, you don't like the changes or what?
Well, you know, you never like change during the season, and especially not after the season's over and then there'd be some changes made. I had the Lake Wasota tournament when I guess one person was trying to say that the points weren't fairly given out. I actually asked the tournament director, Trip Weldon, I said, is the points given out differently than I think they've been given out all along, or something changed? And he didn't hesitate one bit and said, no, this is the way we do the points. This is the way we've always done them, and you know, this is the way it is. And you know, they handed out the list of who made it and who didn't, and I thought it was cut, dry, and over. I even, you know, I especially asked Trip Weldon, our tournament director, and the event was over, and the printouts were made, and, you know, I thought it was case closed. You know, there's always guys that are in and guys that are barely out, and, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence, and it's a great feeling to qualify, because it's really tough, and, you know, it's a terrible feeling to miss it. You know, I've been there and done that, but, you know, I thought the case was closed.
Well, you know, you look at it, over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of changes, in particular the way the rules were interpreted, and I guess the points check, not the rules, but the points were really kind of changed a couple of years ago, and that was during mid-season. But, you know, I think the anglers kind of said, hey, that's what we wanted to do.
There's been some changes, and I don't like to see change during a season. You know, that's never a good situation, and, you know, I've been kind of frustrated with that, and it affected some people more than others, the people that it changed going in or out, and that sort of thing. But, you know, this particular deal, like I say, I personally haven't talked to an angler that thinks this was the right move. And I feel, you know, I've talked to the tournament director again in the last few days, and he has not told me that he's kind of indirectly let me know that he told me he's a Bass employee and it was a Bass decision. But, you know, I've been knowing the tournament director for a long time, and I don't think he's ever swayed from decision the way he interprets the rules and the way he has always done that. He's known to be a very consistent person and, you know, a straight shooter. And if somebody that isn't, you know, doesn't go to our tournaments and not our tournament director and, you know, change the decision, looks very apparent to me that that's the way it was done, then, you know, that's why I've really got such a problem with it.
Well, all of us that know Tripp know that, you know, he follows the rules to the letter and is a gentleman on top of that. And you know, this comes out, it definitely took a little time. You know, it took some time for Gary to be told.
You know, and it just shocked me and all of the other fishermen, because, you know, when Tripp Weldon explains the rules, and like I say, he clarified them to me personally and to several other people, you know, it's case closed, and it's never been anything different than case closed. You know, and then all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, I guess it's been, they announced that he's in, and I mean, it just blows you away that he was obviously overruled. And like I said, make no mistake, he didn't tell me that, but I definitely believe that in my heart, that someone else higher up the ladder made that change. And, you know, we as fishermen have a real problem with that.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and I know you guys, you know, you live and breathe integrity, and you live and breathe trying to make things, you know, you follow the rules. I mean, you guys are obligated to know every rule to the letter when you fish.
We are, and, you know, that's my point there. You know, when you start fishing the tournaments, it's our obligation as professionals to know the rules. And if you have a problem with the rule, before the event begins or before the season begins is a great time to bring that up. It's just not the time to do it and try to get a change in the way the tournament director interprets a rule after the season's over, because it happens to benefit you personally. There's different ways to interpret every rule that's ever been made if you can pay a Philadelphia lawyer enough money, you know. But Tripp, like I said, he's always been known to be consistent and fair. And he's not a rookie on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail. He's been doing this for a long time. And the way he interpreted that rule should be consistent, and it is, and always has been respected to be that way. And somebody else had a change in heart.
Well, it sounds to me like you're concerned about Tripp's integrity a little bit for future events, maybe.
Well, Tripp, absolutely. You know, now what do you do when Tripp makes a decision that doesn't suit you? Do you go crying to somebody up the ladder? What does it do for him as a tournament director? What does it do for BASS as an organization to have rules turned around that the tournament director didn't agree with? Who knows when event's really over? If the event gets changed 3 weeks after we've left the event, then when is it really over? You know, how long does it take to get to the right person to get something changed? When this classic is over, is somebody going to worry after they won it if 3 weeks later they're going to come back and say you didn't win? No matter who the person is, no matter what, is the one thing that in life you have to have is integrity and consistency. And as Bass as an organization has had that, in my opinion, gosh, I would hate to see that go away. And this is definitely a black eye.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you know, there was a lot of talk about no fish, no points. You know, that's come up, and I'm sure that played into it a little bit. How much do you think that played into it?
Well, there again, no fish, no points is very clear in our rules. You have to catch a fish in a tournament to receive points, and these guys had done that. But I guarantee you, you can get somebody to make a certain rule say whatever they would like for it to say, and they can go around and politic for 3 weeks and get a few people to agree with them. I just don't want to go there, because Tripp, there again, I keep going back to him, because he is so consistent and he knows rules. He can say them blindfolded. He doesn't have to read them off the pages. He can say them blindfolded. And he asserts them fairly in every way. And when he's been asked this, I mentioned earlier that I asked him directly, and I heard him being asked by other people in the media, he never swayed. This is the way it is. This is the way it's always been, and this is the way it's applied. And after talking to him again yesterday, like I say, he's a team player, and he has agreed to take, you know, what Bass's decision is. But I know him good enough to know he has never swayed. He knows the way the rules have always been applied. And if you have a problem with the rules of the game, you need to bring them up before the game starts, not 3 weeks after the game's over.
Well, you know, Davey, it's something that our sport, as it grows, continually grows. And, you know, we're really trying to look at that integrity factor. You know, a lot of sports don't have the integrity that bass fishing has. You know, we don't have the thugs and the bad guys that we see on maybe a lot of other sports. So it is one of those things that you have to look at, that consistency, no question about it.
It is, and you know, our sport draws a lot of young anglers, a lot of young people into it, and that's why I feel so good about being involved in the sport I'm involved in, because we have a good reputation, like you say, not a bunch of thugs and not enough a bunch of guys that don't care about the future of the sport. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. No matter who the people are, whatever, I'm passionate about our sport having integrity and the Bassmaster organization being known as straight shooters and go by the rules. And if we have problems with rules, then certainly they can be addressed and should be addressed during the off season. Certainly we don't have everything perfect and that probably never will. But going back and changing an event 3 weeks after it actually happened and adding people numbers to a world championship those numbers have been posted for quite some time, doing all that kind of stuff, it just scares me up. You know, the black eye that I keep mentioning.
Well, I tell you what, Davey, time is so short, you know, when we do one of these programs. I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I'm going to see you at the Classic.
Thank you so much, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.